Shachar Shachar Parabeis Meis Nabeis Chameis Onach Shavar Lava Pesach Mutar Bahana Chameis that was in possession of a guy during Pesach, and Pesach passed by, and now it is after Pesach, it is permitted to have benefit from that Chameis, and there was no Isser involved with that Chameis since it was not in the possession of Yisrael during Pesach, so you're allowed to have benefit from the Chameis after Pesach. Now that which the Mishnah says you're allowed to have benefit from it, it doesn't mean to imply that you're not allowed to eat it, as you're also allowed to eat that Chameis. But since the Mishnah will soon say that Chameis that was in possession of the Yisrael during Pesach is forbidden even to have benefit from it, so the Mishnah mentions Hana here as well, even though it's not just Hana that you're allowed to have, you're also allowed to eat it. An alternative shot as to why the Mishnah says mutter bahana instead of saying it's mutter to eat it is because some people are nohay not to eat pas akum, bread that was baked by a guy, so therefore the Mishnah doesn't want to say mutter ba'achila, since some people do not eat pas akum. B'shal Yisrael asur bahana shenemar lo yeira lecha. The chametz that was in the possession of the Yisrael during Pesach, after Pesach you're not allowed to have any benefit from that bread. And that chametz is chametz she'avar alav haPesach, chametz that was in the possession of Yisrael during Pesach. And now it is after Pesach, and the pasuk says, lo yeira lecha. You're not allowed to have any chametz seen in your possession during Pesach. And since this Yisrael has transgressed the law of lo yeira lecha, and he had chametz in his possession during Pesach, the Rabbanan penalized him and did not allow any benefit from that chametz after Pesach. And not only is he not allowed to benefit from it, but nobody else is allowed to have any benefit from this chametz that was in the possession of Yisrael during Pesach, since he was over on the lav of lo yeira lecha. Shachar Shachar Parabeis Meisha Gimel Nachri Shehova Et Yisrael Chamsa. Achar Pesach Mutar Bahana, a guy that lent money to Yisrael and used the chametz of the Yisrael as collateral for the loan, and Yisrael had borrowed the money before Pesach, and he took the chametz, which is collateral for the loan, and gave it to the guy before Pesach. And the condition they made up was that if the Yisrael does not return the money at a specified time, then the chametz will retroactively belong to the guy from the time of the loan. Now, if the Yisrael does not end up paying the loan back, in such a case, the chametz now retroactively belongs to the guy, and that chametz after Pesach would be mutter bana, would be mutter to derive benefit from that chametz. As we said in the previous Mishnah, the chametz that was in the possession of Yisrael during Pesach, after Pesach, that chametz is regarded as chametz she'avar alav haPesach, and is forbidden to derive any benefit from that chametz. However, chametz that was in the possession of a guy during Pesach is mutter to have enough from that chametz after Pesach. Now, this chametz, even though it technically belonged to the Yisrael, but since the Yisrael gave the chametz to the guy as collateral for the loan, and they made up that if the Yisrael does not pay off the loan, then the chametz will retroactively belong to the guy. If it turns out that the Yisrael does not pay off the loan, in such a case, it turns out that the chametz really belonged to the guy during Pesach, and therefore, it would be mutter to have enough from that chametz after Pesach. The Yisrael shehilva es hanachri al chamso achar haPesach. But in the opposite case, where the Yisrael lent money to the guy and used the chametz to the guy as collateral for the loan, and the guy went and deposited the chametz by the Yisrael before Pesach, so the chametz was in the possession of the Yisrael during Pesach, and they made up that if the guy does not pay off the loan by a specific date, the chametz will belong to the Yisrael retroactively, and the guy did not end up paying off the loan, so it turns out that the chametz belonged to the Yisrael retroactively, and the chametz was in his possession during Pesach, so therefore it would be regarded as chametz she'avar alav haPesach, since the chametz belonged to the Yisrael and was in his possession during Pesach, so therefore it's forbidden to have enough from that chametz after Pesach. Chametz she'nafla alav mapalus, harehu kimavon, chametz that is covered by a heap of rubble, a wall fell in, and a heap of rubble is covering the chametz, that chametz is considered destroyed. You don't have to dig out the chametz in order to get rid of it before Pesach. And since the chametz is covered by a heap of rubble and is not easily accessed, it's as if the chametz is not in your possession at all. However, you do have to be mevatel the chametz. You do have to annul the chametz and forfeit your possession of it before Pesach, because we're afraid that maybe the chametz will somehow be dug out during Pesach, and then you'll be over on Bayirah and Bayimasa. As only when the chametz is covered by the heap of rubble is it not considered in your possession. But if somehow it gets dug out during Pesach, then it will be in your possession, and you'll be over on Bayirah and Bayimasa. So therefore, you have to go ahead and be mavatah. Once you're mavatah, it's no longer considered in your possession, and since it's covered by a heap of rubble, you don't have to dig it out and burn it. When do we regard chametz that is under a heap of rubble as if it's not in your possession? That's only if the heap of rubble is at least 3 tefachim high, that a dog cannot dig it out. In such a case, since it's covered by a heap of rubble, that even a dog can't dig it out, we don't regard it as in your possession. Hey, you're not mechuyev to dig it out and burn it. However, if the heap of rubble is less than 3 tefachim high, that it's possible for a dog to dig it out. In such a case, even though the chametz is covered by a heap of rubble, we do regard the chametz as being in your possession, and you are mechuyev to dig out the chametz before Pesach and burn it.